I'll have to call him out. Will you inform the party there?
Yes.
Do you have him on?
Yes.
All right, let me...
To you?
Let me tell him that.
Mr. Nixon is on.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Jim Jones. The president's in a meeting right now. If you'll hold just a minute, I'll try to get him out right away.
If I would appreciate it.
All right, fine. Just a second.
It has not been discussed with me. I say this in strict confidence. I don't want you to quote me or repeat me.
I
talk freely. I have not read it. I have just had the press secretary call me with a flash that he says he'll stop the bombing pause, but he'll stop the bombing if elected. And then it indicates that he has to have direct or indirect or deed or act assurance that they would respect the DMZ. I don't know really what he is saying. Ball said two or three days ago when he quickly resigned that the bombing was not, he said that newspapers were pressing that too much as just a part of a whole big general picture.
Right.
So I was rather surprised that as his advisor that Hubert would take this position, because it looks like a little bit inconsistent with what Ball said. I haven't reconciled it because I don't have the text. Our position is this. We are very anxious to stop the bombing. We went out before we met with leadership prior to the Chicago convention and ask Abrams what effect the bombing operations in Vietnam were having. He came back and said, we believe we're destroying or damaging 15% of the trucks moving into the South. It is our conviction the air interdiction program has been the primary agent which has reduced trucks detected by 80% between mid-July and the present time. A third effect is to prevent the enemy from massing artillery and air defense means in the area to the north of the DMZ from which they can attack our forces. You see, Mr. Vice President, they have to stop up the 20th now, and we're really up the 19th. We haven't gone above that. But if we stop the bombing, they could just come day and night with lights on and lights off, bumper to bumper, right down to the DMZ where they'd be poised to hit us.
Right.
So in the light of these three things, the trucks that he's stopping, the 80% between mid-July and the present time, and amassing the artillery at the DMZ, then we said, well, what would be the effect of a cessation of that bombing? He says, first, military material would be able to reach the DMZ or the borders of Laos unimpeded. We believe the current attrition from truck destruction alone, not to mention truck parts, is running several hundred tons per day. The truck flow could be expected to return to mid-July level or higher within as little as a week. We're talking about an increase, repeat increase, in southwest movements, southward movement, which could amount to as much as 1,500 tons per day or more. Next, the enemy would mass artillery, air defense means, ground unit, north of DMZ for use against our troops. Finally, freed from interdiction north of the 17th degree, the enemy could move reinforcements to the DMZ by truck or rail, thus drastically shortening transit time. Then we said, is there any possibility of your providing even an approximate estimate of the additional casualties we would take if we stopped the bombing of North Vietnam? He said, we would have to expect a several-fold increase in U.S. and Allied casualties in I Corps. We would have to expect a several-fold increase in U.S. and Allied casualties. Now, for that reason, our people took the position in the platform that we would stop the bombing when we were assured that it would not cost us men by doing so.
Right.
Now, we don't have that assurance as of now, at least I do not have it. Then he goes on, I'm quoting Abram now, with the bombing authority now in effect, I am able, with forces available, to limit the enemy's capability in South Vietnam by interdicting his roads, destroying a substantial amount of his munitions before they reach South Vietnam. In addition, I am able to suppress his artillery and air defense north of Ben Hai so that our positions south of DMZ are secure. Now, this is a key question. If the bombing in North Vietnam, now authorized, were to be suspended, the enemy in 10 days to 2 weeks could develop a capability, be careful of that word, capability, in the DMZ area in terms of scale, intensity, and duration of combat on the order of 5 times what he now has. In 10 days, he'd increase his capability 5 times. I cannot agree to place our forces at the risk which the enemy's capability would then pose. Now, that was reviewed with the joint leadership. They know that. That has not been made public because we don't want to notify NOAA that that is our estimate.
Sure.
Now, our position, which I've been very careful with you and very careful with Humphrey, and I've told both of you the same thing, and you both have the same information. Our position has been this. We are anxious to stop the bombing. We'd be glad to stop the bombing if we can have any assurance that A, they would respect the DMZ, thereby not endangering these four divisions, three of ours and one allied, or stop shelling the cities, or, and most important of all, talk to the GVN, talk to the government of Vietnam. Now, we do not think that we ought to cause that government to fall and immobilize 1 million men that are going to be under arms this year by meeting in Paris and dividing up their country or deciding what they're going to do without their being present. So our first condition all along has been to say that they have got to be present. They have consistently refused to agree to do that. We have said you can bring the NLF if you want to, but we can't decide the future of South Vietnam that now has an elected government in their absence, without their presence. So in effect, we have said we are interested in what you have to say on these three subjects: DMZ, GVN presence, shelling the cities.
You don't insist on all three.
Well, we'd like to have all three.
Yeah, yeah.
But we ask them to make their commitment to us, tell us what they would do
on any one of these.
Yeah. Now, we don't say that you've got to sign in blood beforehand, but we do say this. What would happen if we stopped the bombing Sunday and we walked in Monday morning with the GVN? Would you walk out? They have not responded. And we don't know what they would do now until we do know. And that is very important to us. We don't want to gamble American lives. And when we do know, then we will have to make that decision. But they're making it now. And we don't know what they're going to do about it. They may decide that they'll try to hang on till January. They're taking a terrible, they're paying a terrible price. Now, look, the message, the information I gave you came in before the convention, and we met with the joint leadership, Republican and Democratic. I had today a wire that came in yesterday from him. I'm trying to find it. From Abrams. The net of which he says that it he thinks he is destroying between 5,000 and 10,000 military per destroying between 5,000 and 10,000 military per month in Vietnam by his bombing alone. We are losing 700-800 a month. Our people, all told, a couple hundred a week, 100 to 200 a week, maybe 250 sometime. Now we have 200 million. We're losing 700-800 a month. He's losing 5,000 to 10,000 just from the bombing. Now if we stop that, he says that they have now 100-odd thousand that are repairing.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, I'm just trying this. I've got his wire on the bottom, but I found it, and I just answered your call out of a meeting. But he says very much that he's very much opposed to the bombing as of last night to stopping the bombing. Unless we get some of these things. Now, our negotiators have been unable to get them up to now. We have a meeting Wednesday. I thought after Wednesday I might have further talks with Cy Vance and Harriman and see what they had to say there. But
the way this, the way I just seeing the AP dispatch here, and of course the papers tend to, the press tends to always make a bigger difference than there is. He says that this was a dramatic, they say a dramatic moving away from the Johnson administration war policy. But when you read further down, it says Humphrey said in weighing the risk, he would place importance on evidence, direct or indirect, by deed or word, of communist willingness to restore the demilitarized zone. So that would indicate that he
I think the safest position for anyone to take, he takes it part of the way in his position, but he does not
can't quite hear you. Hello? Hello? Can't quite hear you.
So I want to put a little Rostow on just a second. Summarize for him Abrams' latest wire, just as if you could read it.
Mr. Nixon, this is Walt Rostow, sir.
Sure.
We went out again to General Abrams and put the same questions we put a month ago. His response was that the weather was changing and there were he'd had some successful operations, but essentially he would make the same answers that he would a month ago, namely that unless we got some assurance on the DMZ, we would take a very heavy military consequence from a cessation of bombing at this time.
Well, and to an extent, of course, I think Humphrey leaves that as a possibility where he talks about that he would, you know, the press always tends to play the biggest part of the story, and he says, but in correct. I neither word of Congress willing to restore the demilitarized zone.
Yes, I noticed that on the ticker, Mr. Nixon.
But, on the other hand, this will be interpreted, as I'm sure you know, as a dramatic move away from the administration. It's my intention not to move in that direction. I think for this fundamental reason.